Okay, we're on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom. So we just said that Rabbi Eleza is of the opinion that you can't snap pieces of wood to get the smell out. Okay? The Leislei the Rabbi Eleza, doesn't he hold with Had Tanan, this Mishnah in Shabbos? Shoiva Odom Esachovis, a person can break open the barrel, let a chol mimenu groigos, in order to eat the figs from inside, on the condition, ubelvad shelo yischavein lasos kli, on the condition you don't have the intent to make a kli, right? And this basically snapping a hard piece of wood to get into the contents, you're not concerned about the kli, then it will be mutter. And this is a stam mishnah. So Amar Ravashi, says Ravashi, yes, he does agree with it. Kitanya hai, when he's talking about mustiki. That's talking about a mustiki kli. So mustiki is, Rashi basically explains, if I understand correctly, that the mustiki is not referring to kli itself. It's referring to the what you stick the kli, basically you take broken shards of pottery and you stick it together with mastic, right? It's funny that if the hardware people have mastic. We know it for the kit, you know, chewing gum, right? There's also, if you go to the hardware store, you can buy something called mastic. It's cheap, cheaper than silicone.
It's not that cheap,
is it? Yeah, so he goes, it's a sap, right? So something you extract from trees, and you do this, you basically create a clay out of this, and it's a flimsy clay. It's not so good. It's like the old-fashioned chadpatami. Yeah, but it could be even worse than chadpatami. So Rashi finishes off. It says on the last line. Yeah, Rashi, like halfway, and it says v'chivan d'ra'ua he, right? As soon as it's ra'ua, it's shvachadikah kli. Yeah, leka l'migzaba is right. So they change shalom. Some of it is shema. Shema is chavin l'asos kli. You're never going to have kavana to make a kli in such a thing. You know, right? So Tosfos explains Rashi a little bit differently. Tosfos says over this, we're concerned according to Rashi. It says, so let's just look at Rashi. It says four lines up in the Tosfos. Peirush Rashi, Delor Chashin and Latikun Kli. We're not concerned about taking Kli. Dehoil the Ru'ua Harbe. Right, said it's so bad. Yichos Aleha, Shema Yikalkel. Perhaps it's going to break. Chavis. But Oise Nekev L'chol Hapachois. Sheyuchal. When he makes a hole in it, he's trying to minimize the hole. Because if he makes a big hole, the whole thing's just going to collapse. So that over here, I suppose, I don't know the sizes of holes or whatever, but the point is that he's never come to this to an Issa D'oraisa. Basically, there's a natural, you know, Metzias Dicker reason, right, that he's just not going to want to make it clear over here. Or that he's just got no interest in it. Okay, right. So, Tanara, it says, Megavev min Chotzer, you can gather from the Chotzer. Okay, this was in Shitas Rabbi Elazar, who holds us no problem of muksa. Okay. Now Tanur Abonim, Migave Minachotza, you can gather from wood from your chotza. Umadli, can you use it as firewood? Yeah, Shakol Marshum Chotza Mukon Hu. Because everything that's in the chotza is mukon, it's not muksa. Ulbilvad on the condition, Shalo Yaase Tiburin Tiburim. You can't start piling it up. Yeah. Rabbi Shimon Mati, and Rabbi Shimon allows you to make piles. So this is not an argument about muksa over here, even though Rabbi Shimon is the mako, right? So says the Gemara, but my kamifligi, what are they arguing about over here? Because all of them are allowed to move it, but just can't make a pile, or you can. Yeah, most of Tanakama holds, michzi dekom machnif, it looks like machnif is kind of you gathering together lomachah for tomorrow. Yeah, yoma achrina, and for another day. Basically, you're doing it for long term. It looks like you're doing it for after Yom Tov. So it looks like you're doing work for after Yom Tov, and we don't want you to do that. Even if you were doing it for Yom Tov, even if you have a lot of big party or something, lots of guests around. And Marsava says, Kedei Rasul Mukhacha Salam. You look at the size of the pot he has. So if he's got a huge, big, yeah, this guy's a big pot. So you realize that the fire is in relation to the pot, and therefore there's no problem with Marasine over here. Okay, next thing. Ein moitzines or you can't extract fire from different things, right? From your sticks, from your stones. Yeah, so my timer, what is the reason you're not allowed to create fire on Yom Tov? So Mishum Dekom Moilid Yom Tov, because you're moilid, you're not allowed to create a new thing on Yom Tov, and this is the Rabbanon. because there's no difference really on a tutorial level. There's no difference between taking one match and which is lit and lighting another match between striking a match. Yeah, both of them is considered creating fire, and both of them on a Torah level you're allowed to do, but we don't allow you to create new fire because this is it, because it's moilid. Okay, ve'ein melabnin es ra'afim. You're not allowed to white heat, make white hot your tiles. So says the Gemara, Mike Ovid, what's he doing? What's wrong with heating something up? Yeah, so I'm a rabbi, but Rav Chana, I'm a Yochanan. The first opinion is, Hacha b'ra'afim, here we're talking about ra'afim chadashim, new ones. First time you've ever used these red, nice tiles askinan. And what's the problem? Oh, not what you think. The first opinion is not what you think. Mit p'nei should circle bodkom. First you've got to do, because you need to check them. Quality control over here. You've got to do quality control on your tiles to check if the good tiles. It's not a dud. So what you do is you test it with a fire, and sometimes they snap. And in the event that it's going to snap, basically you do it, you're wasting your time on Yom Tov. You're doing Tercha de lo Tzorech for Yom Tov. We don't like that. So that's why we don't allow you to do it. Right? That's one. The Imri La, Mipnei Shesorech L'chasmon. Some people say no. Well, that's what I would have thought. Is no, because you want to strengthen them. Yeah, Lahasman Rashi says it needs to strengthen them, and it's a problem of like a tikkun kli, right? Right.
When does the vessel finish?
Yeah, exactly. Tziruf, we call the Lashon of Mishnah, as Rashi called, is it's because of the tziruf. Yeah, and you're not allowed to do that. Okay, so now, Tonon Hossam, we're going to bring something that's going to have a nafkamim between these two. Tonon Hossam, we taught over there in Eilat Treifas and Chulin with regards to a treif animals, right? Seems a bit off subject over here. But we're going to bring back. Yeah. Darsa, he trampled on a bird, a chicken, yeah, or alternatively, Osha Tarfa, he bashed it against the wall, the coal cell. I don't know, maybe the chicken attacked him and he threw it against the wall. Osha Ritza, or it was squished, behema, by a behema. So his cow stood on his chicken, and it's making funny movements. But the Shah, so it waited, meaning it survived. It survived for a 24-hour period. The shachta, and then he shechted it. It's kosher. Wait, so this is one of. Let me read the next bit, and I'll go back. I'm Rabbi Elazar. Says Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Antignos. Right. Besides the 24 hours, you also need suricha bedika. Once you've shechted it, you've got to check you've got to check it out to see if there's anything funny in there. So this is what Rashi says, this is one of the Yud Ches Treifas, but it's different than the Yud Ches Treifas. Normally a Treifa is something that it's got some kind of ailment that is not going to survive for a year, and that's considered a Treifa, right? But over here, this is talking about, we're worried over here because it got a big bash, yeah, that something happened to it. So what you've got to do, you've got to wait 24 hours, yeah? And if you shechted it before the 24 hours, it's no good. You can't eat it. So you have to wait for 24 hours, and then there's the machlokes over here. You've got to do bedika afterwards, and then if you did that, that would be fine. Now, so that's the Mishnah in Chulin. Now, Boy Mine, Rabbi Yirmi or Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmi asked Rabbi Zera a question: Mahu l'shachta b'yomtov? Can you shecht it on yomtov? Assuming going in the opinion that you need to check it. Right, and if you check it and there's something fishy over there, right, then you're gonna have to throw it away. Me machzikin on. Do we assume reusa? There's gonna be something bad over here. He's gonna find something that's gonna say nullify it from eating b'yom tov, on yom tov. Or not. So basically, so let's see. So Amar Lei, he said to him, Tanina, we've got a foolish Mishnah. Basically, that says that you may not. We'll see that why. Because we got our Mishnah. We're going to prove from our Mishnah. It says, "Ein melabni neserafim." You're not allowed to white heaten the tiles litzolos behen in order to bake with them, right? And we asked, meaning we were like kind of referencing the question that Gemara asked earlier. My ka'ovin, what's he doing? When he's white heating his ra'afim. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that's what we said earlier. Hacha Bar Afim Chadashim Maskinan. Here we're dealing with new tiles. What's the problem? Because you need to check them, right? And in the event is to do any quality control, and in the event that they're going to break, right? Therefore, you're doing something that's not is zorach is not good for Yom Tov. But basically, we're concerned that it's going to be found, that it's going to be a dud. There's going to be a problem with it. So therefore, we prohibit you doing it. So too in our case, yeah. With this, if you're going to find a treifa, yeah, it's going to be. You're not going to be able to use it, so therefore, don't check. Right? So it's the same thing. So I prove to you that you can't do it. So I'm a lay, but he says no. I'm familiar with this Mishnah. Yeah, Anan Mipnei Tzurich L'Chosman. He says when we learn this Mishnah, we learn it. The reason that it's Osir is because you need is because of Tikkun Kli. Because the reason why you can't put your new tiles in the fire on Yom Tov is because you're attacking the Kli. Right, it's nothing to do with the checking, masnin and la. So therefore, you can't use this Mishnah to resolve my question because it's talking about a different subject. Okay, Tanya, we got a brisa. Echad maybe esa'ur. One person, well, we've got a process. People, some teamwork over here. Someone like brings the fire, right? He comes and lights it. This is actually talking about Shabbos. This is talking about Shabbos over here, so it doesn't matter, right? Person lights something. Yeah, but Achad maybe as eats him and someone brings adds some fuel onto the fire. But Achad Shuif is a Gedera and a person puts a pot on the fire that we're going to say it's an empty pot, yeah, as you're going to see. But Achad maybe as a Mayim and then someone comes and brings some water. Yeah, and the Achad maybe Noisin Basuka Tavlim and someone puts in it some spices. Yeah, but Achad Megis and someone comes along and stirs it up. Yeah. Kulan Chayevin, all of them are Chayev Chatas on Shabbos. Yeah, because they all did a Malacha. Right? Vatanya, we've got a Braisa, Ha'acharon Chayev. We've got a Braisa that says only the last one is Chayev, he was the only one who's Mechal Shabbos, but Kulan Paturin, and everyone else is Potter. What's going on? So this is the Gemara, no Kasha. That's not a Kasha. Hod Icy Ur Mi'ikara. The first Braisa was when they brought the fire first, and then everyone was doing a Malacha thereafter. Yeah, but this the second brisa, which said that only the last one's chayiv, is the icy ur that he brought the fire lebesof at the end. So the only person who was over this brisa is the guy who lit it at the end. Now, bishlam akulu, all the cases we understand why he's chayiv chatas cut off in meisa in the first brisa. We add the list. You have a person brought the fire, person brought the wood, right? He's doing something, right? Ella shuvis is gesekideira. The case where he brings puts the empty pot on the fire, Micah Ovid, what is he doing? What's the malacha over here? Why is he chayav chatas? So Amar Shimon ben Lakish, hacha b'gedera chadasha askinan. No, here we're dealing with a new pot, Yamishum libun rafim noguba, and it's a problem of libun, of like just like we had with the libun with the tiles. So there's a libun over here, and that would be a problem. That's why it's chayav, because of that.